Master Healer Teacher Ron Amatron offers inside information tonight to awaken our understanding of the Earth's ascension and preparation for the universal shift and its significance to humanity. Ron will also guide our divine spirit to connect with our body through a spirit realignment at half past the hour. Plus, as a gift to Contact Talk Radio listeners, Ron is offering a free online healing. It's for the protection of the auric field and divine light infusion. More about the healing at the end of the program. First, let's bring on Ron, who will activate the face of the light being on his host page with living light energy. Hi, Ron. Over to you for the light being activation. Thank you.
Hey, so everybody, bring the light being up. Here we go. So, you have it in front of you, so you can watch it physically change as the light being from source energy comes into that picture to make it turn into a living photograph of light. You can watch it actually become more three-dimensional, and the lights will get, the eyes will get brighter. You might see the forehead getting brighter, but the whole thing will start to glow. So here we go. We'll bring in the male energies here for everybody. And here they come. So there's three of them coming as a team. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, that's coming good. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron. Some people report seeing the light being's face actually turn three-dimensional. I want to point out to the listeners that Ron has posted some new information about the Earth's ascension process on his blog. If you'd like to go over there, you can see it on his host page for Contact Talk Radio. And he posted the link in the chat room. So you can click on that if you want, just for ease, or you can simply go to the homepage of Contact Talk Radio and click on Ron's name. It'll take you over there. And we do have a chat room if you'd like to write your comments. But if you do have questions, the best thing to do is email them to Ron at clsquestions@yahoo.com. Thanks so much. Okay, so Ron, on the last program, you mentioned the Earth has a spirit and is also undergoing a pre-ascension process. Can you review that in more detail and tell us what we should know now in regard to the universal shift?
Yeah, so that's gets to be a little complicated, but that's basically why I'm here, is to help the Earth spirit, since it's so large and so powerful, to disconnect itself from this planet's energy so it can do its ascension process. Unfortunately, the Earth spirit is diminished a lot in size, which means that it was abducted, we'll just use in that term, by the aliens, many of them that also abduct people. So the Earth spirit is not much. I forgot what the percentage was. I'm guessing about maybe, let's say less than 20%, I believe, is what it is. And the other 80% is in darkness, and it could not find itself. We searched for it a long, long time, maybe over a year and a half, looking for its pieces. And there was placeholders on the planet, which there are right now. Place of the Earth spirit. So the Earth spirit is no longer here. So it's basically in quarantine until what we call the universal shift or ascension happens. That's kind of where we are. So there's no more Earth spirit on this planet, which is, for some people, kind of disconcerting. But it's no longer here. And as of this moment that I'm talking, it's no longer coming back here again, which means that it will no longer and ever, in our reality that we live in here, will no longer come back at the end of ascension when the whole universe of light is turned back on again. It'll no longer come to this blueprint and re-energize this planet. This is why this time is so crucial to humanity to have themselves get saved by the light, we'll call it, okay? Other than that, the darkness will have everybody. And that's kind of what happens. So the Earth spirit's no longer here. It's already out of here doing its pre-ascension work. The pre-ascension work that it was doing is basically over with. It's still looking for parts of itself in the darkness, but you really can't go out and find it because there's no energetic highways or trails to find. Light only looks for light. If it sees light, then it goes to it and brings back and reclaims part of itself. This is either Earth spirit or parts of you or everybody else from, you know, generations and, you know, thousands of years in the past. But if it can't see any light, then it's not going to go looking for it, because it doesn't know, you know, a trail or anything else to look for. So that's the process here. The Earth spirit is in that process of looking for parts of itself. I think it probably gave up on it, because it took a year and a half to find that small portion of it. And that's what I was helping it do also. Remember, the creation light ship is source energy, and that's what created the Earth. So from that standpoint, it knows what the Earth spirit is and was looking for it, and it's no longer around. The darkness has it. Where is it? Who knows? I can't tell you because I don't know. What's being done to it? Just think of your wildest guesses of what could be happening to someone or something as it's being sliced and diced and probably eaten out there someplace. So that's what it is. Maybe it's being used to create many, many Earths like this one here in darkness. Look like light as a hologram. And, you know, I can go on and on, but it just gets kind of, you know, morbid sounding and everything else. So your spirit isn't here. Hooray. My job is completed. We got all that we could out of it. Couldn't get 100% like we supposed to have gotten, but we got enough. Whatever we got is all we can get. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Well, I'm sure this is startling and very revealing news to everyone listening who hasn't heard you talk about it before. So that's why you posted this on your blog about the Earth spirit. And it's also on your website, creationlightship.com, and it's been there for years. But now you're saying that the Earth spirit's gone. You've completed your job. And so the Earth spirit will be, it says here on your blog, that it will be re-manifesting into an eight-dimensional consciousness as opposed to the 3D we live in now. So that will have some impact on us as humans. That is probably an indication that we also should be doing our pre-ascension work so we can prepare to go to the new Earth. Is that how it will work? Can you explain that a little more?
Yeah, the 8D is just a number, just to show people that it's going beyond what most people think ascension is. Well, most people talk about ascensional shifts, going to a higher frequency, and going to a different dimension at ascension, something like that. So most people out there who are doing the channeling by the aliens from darkness, and they're all from darkness because light doesn't channel. Right away, you know that if it's in judgment and it's using words and talking to people, you have a good clue that what's coming through is just lip service and could have a lot of keywords in that information to trap people in darkness. Curiosity killed the cat. That's a good way of looking at it. So basically, the Earth spirit is no longer going to be materialized into this maybe area quadrant of light is going probably much deeper into light. Somehow it just feels like the Earth was kind of on the far end of the light next to next door to darkness. That's sort of what you can kind of think of, and the darkness kept trying to pull and steal the light, source light from the planet to slice and dice it up to make their own manifestation. And everything not would not be in wholeness because it would not have a complete spirit in it, much like the people living on the planet now. So the goal of ascension would be to go to where the Earth spirit is going to manifest next with your physical body, okay? Which means that since the Earth spirit resonates with you and it gave you the frequency of life, your life stream is from the Earth spirit, which is connected to source energy. But everything of light has a slightly different frequency of life because everything is individual, even though when you look at it, it looks all the same. So trying to keep it very, very simple here. Well, if another spirit came, it cannot materialize your physical body because it would not be able to do so. It would not resonate with your body. Hopefully that's understandable by everybody listening here. And so your spirit can go anywhere. It doesn't make any difference where your spirit goes. So your spirit could go back and go to where the Earth spirit is going to remanifest its next creation, which we are calling an 8D, but I'll just say that it's in the universe of light somewhere. And so we'll just get rid of the word 8D there because people may think that, wow, really higher than 4 or 5, what's actually going to be in source energy. For in true light, there's no dimension. Well, the dimensions are strictly a trap for people to think that they have to grow into something to understand something, to move forward, to change your frequency, to change your vibration. And all that is New Age garbage metaphysics, talking about something they know nothing about, but entrapping people into darkness by doing so. So the whole thing is that if you choose to go where the Earth spirit's going to manifest something, you can take body blueprint, if it's complete and whole, and then rematerialize your body there. And it will energize it and give you the proper energy to sustain its life. Now, your spirit could also go there without your body if it wants to do that. It's its choice. That's ascension. Ascension is just going from one place to the next. And here it's more critical because darkness has taken over the planet, which used to be completely of light with 100% Earth spirit, and people would have 100% of their spirits in their body, and now people have less than 1% in them. So trying to do whatever you talk about, your soul work and everything else and soul families and everything, it's all the stuff that is not going to be ever in wholeness. As how do you become whole if you're less than 1% in your body? Where's the other 99% of you? The darkness has it. Out of the darkness, get it? Well, did you pray? Did you do workshops where you do meditations? You go outside of your body and get caught by the alien? Remember, you have to keep your body temple sacred and also your spirit. So when your mind gets involved with pushing your spirit out of your body and forcing your body to do things and going through rituals and practices and attunements and everything else, that's how you lose your spirit. And it's all under the auspice of thinking. So when you think, actually, you're in darkness. So each time you think, you're bringing darkness to yourself. Now, as I'm talking to you, I'm not thinking. I'm just giving you facts because I go onto a source, in a sense, timeline, and I'm not thinking of what to tell you next. I have no recall of what I talked about 2 minutes ago. Completely in the moment. Tempting to tell people and tell you what is happening to humanity here and why it's so crucial right now to do the work to help your body to do the ascension. So most people's bodies are just definitely tired of being here. Your body has been used and abused and abducted by aliens for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. and it would like to get out of here. It means, what are you doing for your body to help it out? How many clearings have you had to get rid of the darkness out of you? You can't think it away. You have to do a clearing with source energy to do that. And that's why I'm here on the planet right now, much like when I was here 2,000 years ago as the healer in Jesus. That's the bottom line. The light only comes here for a short amount of time every 2,000 years to bring forth the ascension process. And right now, this is the time. So what are you doing? And what did your ancestors do for the last 2,000 years? Darkness took them over. It's not the fault of the light, because the light gives you free will, free choice. So they chose darkness, and now you're dealing with their consequences. And it's not the light's fault that you haven't prepared yourself. It's the fact that the information probably wasn't passed on, or you didn't ask your spirit and search deep enough inside of yourself for each lifetime that you lived to find out what to do. And fortunately, that's the way this planet is. People choose mind energy, and the mind energy is never going to tell you to clean out the mind energy inside of your body that's stored there, bringing forth your situations and concerns and judgment and dramas and traumas and self-abuse to yourself and betrayal. You know, how many of you are betraying your spirit? How many of you have connected to your spirit doing the mind-to-heart drop out loud and commanding your spirit to go into your heart? If you haven't done that, then you're just living a life here in darkness. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you, Ron. You mentioned some ancient practices, and I was involved with a New Thought spiritual community that had a rock labyrinth, so we could become more grounded and connect with our spirit or soul. But you just said our spirit isn't in us all the time, and if it is, only less than 1% here. That isn't very much, and here we're taught that our soul is our spirit, and we have to do some sort of ritual to connect with it. Could you please elaborate on that for our further understanding?
Yeah, when you do any kind of spiritual practice, right away, what's happening is that you're putting a block between you and your own spirit. Your spirit's always with you. What are you doing to try to bring in more energy? Why are you sending your spirit into the densities of the earth through its traumas? Why are you grounding yourself? People talk about the guided meditations to ground yourself here. So your soul versus your spirit. So spirit is always completely of light and untainted. And here, I use the words interchangeably, but I don't normally use the word soul. Your soul basically is in duality. But what you have is you have a spirit that got contaminated by mind, making it into a soul. So your soul is full of darkness. Everybody's soul is full of darkness because it's full of mind energy, and your soul keeps reincarnating over and over and over again. If it was spirit, it wouldn't be here. So that must probably upset a lot of people, knowing that each time they think, they're making their soul come into more darkness energies. And that's just, it's not talked about that way. And whenever you ground yourself to the earth, which to me is ridiculous, when you ground yourself to something, you're putting out an energetic cord to something. Why would you want to cord something? No? It seems pretty stupid, because you're bringing in all the energy, whatever you're courting, to yourself. So, grounding is not going to help you do anything other than bring in darkness. Then you're bringing in all the emotional tragedies of whatever you're grounding to. Now, what if you're going through a guided meditation and they tell you to ground to, like, a crystal in the earth or something like that, right? Or go to the core of the earth and ground to that. Or they might even tell you to go to the central sun. None of that is any kind of vocabulary for source energy. All that energy is that they're talking about is darkness. So as you visualize, and when you visualize, you are thinking visually, then you're connecting yourself to something that the aliens are giving you a mind projection, a hologram of. So back to you, Kathy.
So it's a lot to hear that our spirit isn't in us very often. We thought it was. We were taught that it was. So you're clarifying further false teachings that we've believed from the light of the darkness. And the ceremonies and rituals and even prayer isn't going to connect us to our spirit within, because it was already there. We already are the light. And so we've been bringing something else from outside of ourselves. And that has affected the planet, that has affected the earth. I see you here on the blog that stargates were open in vortexes. So those had to be healed, I suppose. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, there was a lot of work that we had to do to try to close some of those off for people, but it's really hard to keep on this work when almost all of humanity prays every day, does affirmations, tries to connect to something outside of themselves. So each time people do that, bringing in more darkness. So it's very hard to keep up with the situation. And that's why people that do that have actually harmed the earth spirit. That's why it's not whole and complete. And along with yourself, you're not whole and complete either, because you're doing darkness ritual. When you pray, you become prey, P-R-E-Y. So back to you, Kathy.
So we've learned a little bit about the difference between spirit and soul. The soul is in duality and is a light of the darkness term. With spirit, we already had within us, and we didn't need to go looking for it for our soul. So since most of us, Ron, aren't really connected with our spirit, and we're, like you said, we denounce it, we don't talk to it, we ignore it. Probably it's been waiting to hear from us all our lives, and if we're, you know, quite up there in numbers, it's kind of sad that we've never connected with our spirit within.
Yeah, it is, and your soul could really never go to light, because your soul, by what it is always in darkness. Remember, the light has to hold light integrity, which means that it cannot have darkness come into light. So if you think you're going to take your soul into some divine being or whatever people tell you that you are, and how wonderful your soul is, it's darkness. Because it's having all these reincarnations here on earth, and it's carrying on judgment. So the light would terminate it if you had to go to light with your soul. It would no longer exist.
I see. Okay, well, Ron, it's about half past the hour, and it would be a good time to get ready for the healing that you're going to offer, which is to connect us with our spirit, and you have a special way you do it through our feet. So I'll let you explain it, because I know it's called a spiritual alignment, and it's pretty fascinating. And whenever you do it, I feel just absolutely wonderful. I feel my spirit kicking in more and more. So over to you, Ron, for the healing of our spirit.
Okay, so what we'll do is take your spirit in and out of your body. And you never want to go out of your body, so this is going to be instantaneous. Because your spirit won't really come out of you. It's just going to be kind of relocated. But I'll just talk about it going in and out. And it's going to go out of your head, going back into your feet. And each time it comes out of your body, it's going to have a cleansing from source energy. And then it'll come back into you through your feet. Now, most people, or most spirits, I'll use the word soul, also does not want to go past your waist. Wants to get the heck out of Dodge. Doesn't want to go down into your body and be fully in you. But this is only that 1% of you, Matt, that we're talking about, okay? So you got to take that 1% of you or less, and it's probably much, much less than that. It might be more like 0.1% of you. But some people couldn't figure that out too much, that they only have 1/1000th of their spirit, 1/1000th of it. We'll just say it's 1%. That's a little more palatable. And go in and out, and it comes into your feet. Now, when it comes into your feet, since your spirit, your soul normally doesn't go in that far, you don't have any way to have healing done, because that is your healer. Nothing else outside of yourself is going to heal you. Although the darkness can do wonderful healing. But I won't get into that, because they know what your problems are. The light, your own source energy inside of you, will need to come into you to do that. So here we go. Ready to sit back and relax, and we're going to go in and out, and in and out. Here we go. So in and out, coming out of your head into your feet, in and out, and out, in 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 and out, out, and back in. Okay, so see how your body is feeling. We can do it again, but kind of take note of this here. You may have tingles, you might feel warmth in your legs for the first time ever. Maybe you've had cold feet. I had people who I've worked with who somehow never had any spirit energy in their legs, and then all of a sudden they would have it. I can talk about one person just briefly. This is a lady that I met years ago, probably 30 years ago. And she was very good looking. We were talking, and she had gloves on. And she goes, "Ron, I don't have any dates. I can't go out on dates." I go, "Wow, how come? You look great, you know?" and she goes, "Well, Ron, feel my hand." So she took one of her gloves off, and her hands were ice cold, dripping sweat. And she goes, "How am I going to go out with anybody? As soon as they were to get close to me and hold my hand, their hand would be wringing wet with sweat, water." And she goes, I just don't go out on dates anymore. I can't. Nobody wants to go out with me. If I do, I don't want to. Once they find out, they're gone." So I did a healing on her, working with her spirit to get her spirit back into her hands again. And instantly, her hands became warm, and that stopped. So we're going to try this again for everybody. So here we go. We're going to go out of your body, come back into your feet. Remember, your spirit normally just comes in to your body. It could come in through your crown, could come into your heart center, could just walk into you, but normally doesn't want to go past your waist. And because it wants to leave quickly, because it's used to people leaving or telling their spirit to leave, like in meditation. So it doesn't want to go that far to stay here. So here we go. We're going to, out of your body, coming in, and out, and in, and out, and in, and out, and in, and out, 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 in, and out. There we go. And I've had the same situation, just kind of sample your body now. A lady had a problem with her ankles, and she'd always sit, even if her room was warm, she'd have a blanket on her legs. And what happened, as I was talking with her, she says, "Yeah, Ron, I have to do this because I'm always freezing." Because what happened when I was probably a teenager, a horse stepped on me and kind of broke my ankles a little bit, and I've never been able to have the ankles and feet warm. So I did a healing on her, working with her ankle chakras and also putting more spirit energy into her down there, and all of a sudden her feet got warm instantly, and she had this for probably 40 years. So back to you, Kathy.
I just want to take a moment to remind everyone that Ron is the Earth Ambassador to the Creation Lightship, another name for Source Energy, and he is the conduit for these healings, the same as Jesus performed 2,000 years ago. When you receive the healing of your spirit, you may feel warmth rising up your neck. Some people are shaking over their face or inside, and involuntary muscle twitches or tingles. And these are all a normal part of your spirit filling your the darkness and densities, the block energy that was cleared from you. So next, Ron is going to give us a way to keep our spirit within or increase our spirit's power or energy within. And it's called an affirmation exercise for increasing life force energy. And it's something that a lot of us use who listen to Ron that we find very effective. And what I like about it, Ron, is that no particular belief system is needed. It just works. And our spirit within is increasing our own spirit's life force energy. So over to you, Ron, for a demonstration on how to do the exercise of increasing our life force energy once we have our spirit.
Okay, so what actually happens is, we'll just say that's your 1% in your body. Where is your spirit in that 1%? Maybe it just wants to be in your heart. Maybe it's in your, your right shoulder. So we have to take that energy and kind of like stretch it out. Because you're not 100%. If you're 100%, then you're going to be in your body fully. So what this does is take that 1% of you. Remember, the 99% of you or more is in the beyond-o. You've already given that away through rituals and practices and everything else. When you were first born, you maybe had maybe a couple percent of you. And that's why babies look so vibrant. They're not all there. Because each time you incarnate into a body, you lose part of your spirit. So that they keep going back in time throughout generations to finally of yourself incarnating to see yourself with more spirit energy. So this is where we are right now. So what we do is, in a sense, we're taking that little part of you that can only go to certain parts of your body, and we're increasing that so that it's going to go through your whole body and awaken it. Remember, your spirit is very powerful. So even though you may only have 1% of you or less, that's still going to help you out immensely on healing. So what you can do is take your palm of your hands and put them like in front of your heart center. That's a really convenient location, not that the heart makes any difference. And you want to sense and feel that invisible spring tension as you move your hands closer together. And you can feel the energy between the palms of your hands. It's like compressed in a spring. Or kind of like having two magnets of the same pole as they start repelling each other. Most people are going to be using your mind, and you can't really sample energy. May actually come up to like an inch or so. Well, you're much more than that, more than likely. But most people are going to be probably around 6 inches. And then if you do this more and more, then you're going to feel it out further. Just by hearing this program, this will automatically increase you just by listening to us. Just with my voice is talking all the time. It'll bring in more spirit energy. I'm awakening every cell of your body with source energy as I talk. But here we go. This is for you to sample your own energy. So move your hands until you feel that invisible ball tension. And then what you want to say out loud is, I now increase my life force energy. After you say that, move your hands further apart and bring your hands in slowly. And you're going to find that it may have doubled in size or increased maybe 6 inches to a foot. Okay? And then you say it again. And then move your hands further apart and come in. You don't want to flop them together like you're trying to be like a butterfly, or like a little bird trying to flap its wings. You don't want to increase it that way, because then you're doing something else entirely different. Just bring them in slowly and feel it and stop. Say the little affirmation, I now increase my life force energy. Move your hands apart and come back in again. We're going to do this 10 times for everybody. We can all do it together. And you must say it out loud. If you think of it inside of your head, then you're in darkness. You don't want to give the dark side, the aliens, any more energy than they already got from you. So you don't want to get hooked up anymore to these stargates and vortexes and everything else that's out there that you know nothing about, timelines, etc. So here we go. Let's start this here. We'll say it together. I now increase my life force energy. And now sample, move your hands apart. Come in slowly and see if it's larger, and it should be. I now increase my life force energy. And then sample again, move them apart. I now increase my life force energy. I'll just continue on here. I now increase my life force energy. 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 And five more times. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Here we go. I'm going to do it a couple more times if you can. Now, most people, your hand should be probably alongside of you after about the fourth or fifth time. We'll do it five more times. I now increase my life force energy. 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 And what you're going to find if you keep doing it, you don't have to really use your hands now to validate what's happening. It's just an indication so you can see what's happening yourself. But you're going to find that your hands will start to float. The more you say it, you may actually feel energy blockages of darkness being released from you. You might find your body somewhere maybe shaking or quivering for a little bit as that 1% or less of you is coming back into your whole body and taking up space again where these blockages of darkness kicked it out. So this actually takes a little piece of you, a little grain of sand that should be in your whole body, and it spreads it out so that you can have healing properties within you, because your spirit is what's going to heal you. You want to get it so that you're able to feel the energy. So after you, Kathy, you should do this probably a couple times a day, and you'll feel much better.
Okay, Ron, how often do you recommend doing that for beginners?
Well, for a beginner, if you're not used to having dealing with your own spirit, I would probably do it six times a day. And just do that, and you're going to start feeling better, especially if you feel awful. You feel sick, you have some kind of chronic condition. Well, your spirit's not there. Remember, the judgment took you over. The judgment gave you your condition. That's what everything that happens to you is. If you have a cold or the flu or anything like that, you have some type of physical condition, that's because darkness is there. Your spirit's not there to help heal you, because your spirit doesn't know what darkness is. It won't allow darkness in. So when your mind acts with you and starts running mind programs, then you start getting sick and having troubles and problems. What you're doing is you're actually kicking out the darkness out of you when you do this, bringing in source energy of light. Since your body was initially created of light, even though it's programmed with darkness now because of all of your ancestors, plus every thought that you have in this lifetime that gets stored inside of you, and you settle your memory, as you bring in more spirit, it can help to heal you. That's the whole process. So remember, it's up to you. How much do you love your spirit? And how much, have you actually betrayed your spirit by not talking to it or using it? And how many different practices and rituals have you done throughout your life bringing darkness into you under the pretense of bringing in more light to yourself? Remember, nothing is outside of yourself. Not even source energy can come to you. All that I can do to you right now when I do these clearings and stuff is enhance your spirit energy, showing your spirit what's what. So that's what's happening. All I can do is take you as far as you can go with your own spirit energy. The rest of you that is not here, that other 99% or more, I can't do anything with that because it's in darkness. All I can do is help you with what you have already. That's source energy. So back to you, Kathy.
I appreciate that exercise, Ron. I now increase my life force energy. It's such a great affirmation anyway, and my body is warmer, and I feel more awake. It's just also really good to know that even though we unknowingly denounced our spirit and ignored it, that there is a way we can connect to what little is left and have it help us increase our life force, and that does activate more of the healings and may prevent us from being a host to the dark entities or physical conditions that it could attract when we feel so, less than we were supposed to feel, when we feel weak or sad or some of those other emotions. So this is very empowering, very self-empowering. So now if we want to keep connected to our spirit, you've had us do since the very beginning of the program here on Contact Talk Radio. You taught us the mind-to-heart drop to help us connect to our spirit. So I hope that people can remember to do that. I know I try to do it at least 3 to 5 times a day, and I find that it helps me so much more to focus and be in the present moment. Ron, would you please lead us again into the mind-to-heart drop? Thank you.
Okay, here we go. So the mind-to-heart drop takes your thoughts, which is darkness. Remember, thoughts are judgment. And you have to realize that judgment puts you into duality. And duality is what the aliens live off of. They live off of your emotional energies, which is in duality, being happy or sad or whatever you're going through, a situation. So the more they can put you through something, that's why you have a soul family. And that's what the soul family agreements that people have. And those soul family agreements normally gives you spiritual contracts. And those are almost always negative. You know, I don't know anybody who has contacted me saying that somebody walked up to them with a soul family agreement and they gave them, you know, $50,000 cash and said thank you with no strings attached. So normally it's always something that happens to you physically. A car accident, a broken arm, somebody pushing you, an argument, something to push your button, losing something, having something stolen. These are all soul family agreements and contracts. So that's what it is. So you want to get out of your soul family completely to get rid of these things. But basically, the energies that you want to do is to do the mind-to-heart drop so that you're out of your head, out of your thoughts, so you can become peaceful. So the only thing that we can really say source energy is here, the closest thing that we can relate to is peace. And so when you have peace, you have absolutely no thoughts. And when you have a thought, you know, you're in darkness. So you have two different energies. You have duality and you have peace. And so here we go. We're going to drop you into your heart so you cannot think. You're going to take all those thoughts, that monkey mind, whatever is trying to talk to you, the alien, the mind chatter, you know, your programs that are being downloaded into you continuously by the aliens to have you get certain thoughts. You could even call those thoughts the universal mind or the mind of God, which is alien. All these things that you have been taught is all darkness energies. I don't think anybody out there is teaching you how to drop your thoughts from darkness into your heart so you can become peaceful. It only takes 15, 20 seconds. This probably is what people are attempting to do when they meditate, although they never really reach this point, because they're probably doing a guided meditation. Some people like to focus on their breath, but, you know, why should it take you more than 15 seconds to be connected to source energy? And are you connected to source energy when you're having a breath? No, you're just trying to get out of time, not talking to your spirit or connecting to that source energy inside of you. You're just focusing on quieting yourself down. That does not connect you to your spirit. So the whole process that people teach out there is out of integrity with light, with source energy. So here we go. I'm going to drop you into your heart so you can be in source energy with your spirit, the only place you're ever going to find it. So here we go. I'm going to count from 10 to 1 backwards. You have to command your spirit to do this. If you don't command your spirit and you just think about doing it, then you're in darkness. Don't even waste your time. You've been doing this for thousands and thousands of years, whatever that would be anyway. And you want to know a better way, because you want to get the heck out of here and you want to be able to talk to your own spirit. And your spirit, even though it is full of darkness because it's reincarnated, it still has light in it, some portions of light. So here we go, dropping down. Oh, dropping down. So 10, you can say it out loud with me, commanding your spirit to take your thoughts going into your heart center. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It must be out loud. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10987654321 and 10987654321. You should have no thoughts now. You're just hearing me talk, probably, and you may not even be able to connect to the words that I'm talking about. That's the way it is. You should be in peace. It means that you are not living in the timelines that are here. You just connected with source energy, with your spirit. Remember, your spirit does have source energy with it. Let's say it out loud to do this little exercise to connect to your own divinity inside of you. It's that simple. Back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for that exercise, Ron, the mind-to-heart drop. It does help to ease my mind chatter and bring me into instant peace, especially when circumstances around me are out of my control. It's the one thing I can do anytime, anywhere. So, Ron, what healing would you recommend that people do next once they've connected with their spirit and have tried to increase their spiritual energy? You've got several on the website. So what healing would you recommend we do to get off those trauma situations and timelines?
And the most important one to start off with is your whole lifetime emotional clearing. The whole lifetime emotional clearing is going to get rid of the judgments that you brought up and got programmed with, in a sense, in this lifetime. And those create situations, and they're all emotional, typically. So you want to get off of that energy off of you from darkness of emotion. But I will say, people may wonder, why do you go to your heart with the mind-to-heart drop? So just to kind of go back to that again a little bit. Reason is that people have denounced and kicked their spirits out of their body so many times that your spirit had to find a location to go to connect to, so that it would be a sacred place, a little house for itself, we'll say. Could have went into maybe your, you know, your ear or your eye or someplace else, but somehow it chose to be in your heart. And so that's probably because that's where the life force energy is. You know, that's given out to your whole body to circulate through your body to have light in it. Well, initially, your whole spirit was in your body. You wouldn't necessarily go to your heart because it'd be everywhere inside of you. But because people have denounced their spirit, kicked it out of their body, chose to think, your spirit had to find and retreat back to a place that it would be recognizable and know where it was going each time. Otherwise, it would be strictly, you know, in the darkness, and it'd be all over the place. So you must know that your spirit is in your heart and not inside of your head. A lot of people, when I talk to people, they go, I talk to my spirit all the time. I go, oh, you do? And they go, oh, yeah, talking to me right now. And you go, where? They go, oh, it's in my head talking to me. And that's the darkness. The alien is talking to you. Universal mind, collective consciousness is what's talking to you, thinking that it's coming in as your spirit. Remember, the darkness cloned, copied everything that the light has. And that's the problem that the people have. They don't know what to do. And they're so used to being scammed and having all this energy of darkness. And the energy of darkness gives you that aha. It gives you an emotional situation and also a emotional aha, a sensation. So if you have any sensations, typically know that you're going to almost always be in darkness, because light doesn't do that. Light's in non-judgment. It has nothing to do with making you feel warm and fuzzy and everything else. It just doesn't have any way to do that because it doesn't judge itself. So it's all peace. And if it's peaceful and dealing with peace, then you don't have any real physical sensations. You will have that sensation when you bring your spirit more into you, because it's kicking out darkness and allowing itself to come in there. And then after it's in that location, and if it can hold that energy there, then you're never going to have another sensation there ever again when your spirit resides there. You have to remember that the darkness gives you sensations of emotion and feeling. These are not attributes of source energy, attributes of the darkness. So you must always connect to your spirit. You have to command it to do so. And if you don't command it, then nothing's going to happen, because your spirit will never act on its own to do anything to you, because it's a non-judgment. Source energy. That's all that it knows. Back to you, Kathy.
That's good to know, Ron. So you recommend the emotional whole life clearing to be found on the creationlightship.com website. It's on the left side, easy to find under recommended clearings. It's right there on the top left. And so, Ron, as we conclude, I just wanted to remind the listeners that you were going to offer a free online healing for the auric field protection. And our moderator is going to post in the chat room the instructions on how to get it. Could you, for a few minutes, tell us what that clearing does?
Well, that's what it does. It helps you to, there's many steps involved in it, but you must go to, a lot of people are listening who don't have a, you know, the chat room. So you have to go to CLS questions, CLS, which is Creation Lightship, CLS questions at yahoo.com, and put in the subject box the initials for Contact Talk Radio. So CTR, and put in their free healing, and that will work for 1 month. So it'll probably work, I'll probably end it at the end of this month, so it'll work from now to the end of this month. I'm just trying to do a listener review here of how many people are listening to our program, getting a wonderful clearing, and it will help you to get rid of energies that are attached to you in your auric field. Remember, your auric field contains darkness. And that is what you radiate out to other people, and that's how you have situations in your life occur, because the reading, your psychic billboard, I have a clearing for that too. But the main thing is that this is a wonderful clearing to help to purify your auric field, and that can help to purify you. So it'll be a free clearing for people who are listening to Contact Talk Radio. Just go to dlsquestions@yahoo.com, send me an email. I'll send you over the codes to do that clearing for this special event here. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron. That's very generous. Will the auric field protection clearing work on others too?
Yeah, it'll work on anybody that you would like to use it on. Remember, the light always works with your spirit or their spirit. So if they have, you know, any amount of spirit with them, maybe you have 0.5% and they got maybe 1/1,000,000th of a spirit. It'll still work, because a spirit will always be attracted to light, because it is light. So these clearings help to enhance your spirit energy to do what the clearing is about. So this is what happens, because the spirits here are so disempowered and you have so little bit of you left, because of the past of doing spiritual practices, we'll say. You know all what that is, you know. I won't go into that over again. Listen to the show over again here and other shows that we've had. But you know that you have been sold a bill of goods, and you've been duped, and that's why you're still here. That's why you haven't ascended for probably 50,000 years or so, stuck here on this prison planet, because you were taught how to use darkness, how to dilute your spirit and have it stolen by doing things outside of yourself, connecting to alien energies, energies that are not of the light. That's the whole thing. You need to get back into that consciousness of source energy, and you have to work on it. It has to be brought back to you. Okay, so I guess we'll wrap the show up here. We got only a few seconds to go, so thank you, everybody. Blessings to all of you. See you later.
Okay, everybody. So we're going to teach you how to do the mind-to-heart drop. It's very, very simple. Only takes about 20 seconds to do. And this you can do anytime you wish, but you must say it out loud or whisper it. And this will put you into peace energy instantly. So here's what you say out loud. Very simple. I now command my spirit. And then after you say that, then you say, to take the thoughts in my head, and the next process would be to drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy moving from your head, we'll say, to your heart. And you can actually feel the energy drop down. So here we go. We want to say that together. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, now you're in peace energy. I'll just say blessings and see you later. Bye, everyone.